Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Julian Martinez.
Yes, sir.
This is René Sotero from Hawaii.
I'm sorry.
Are you Julian Martinez?
Yes.
Well, yeah, we have spoken this morning, early this morning. This is René.
Oh, René, yes, I apologize. How are you?
Oh, goddamn. Oh, my God, what a partner I have. Forgot about this, old man.
What's going on?
Okay, Julian, I'm sorry, I just got in here. I've been having a terrible day. Oh, okay. Listen, what time is over here? It's 10 minutes after 5 p.m. What time is over there? Where are you located?
I'm 2:10. I'm in Pacific time on the West Coast.
And what is the time over there?
It's 2:10.
I'm lost. 2:10?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, you know, I'm lost with the time. Okay, I received an application which is Bank of Cardiff. That your?
That's us, yes.
Merchant, okay. So I'm going to fill it out right now, and I'm going to fax to your attention.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, where are you from?
I'm in San Diego. I'm in the San Diego office.
Yeah, but where are you from, originally, even though that you're American?
Yeah, I'm also from San Diego. I was born and raised here.
Are you from? Yeah, but your parents, they came from Mexico, Puerto Rico, or Cuba, where?
Yeah, good question. My dad's from Spain. That's why I'm a Martinez.
And your mommy?
My mommy, she's white. She's Irish and Scottish, I believe.
Oh, really? Wow, you know, Martinez, well, like me, you know, I sound from Tel Molina, whatever.
Okay. How about you?
You know, no, I'm Cuban. I'm Cuban, totally Cuban.
Cuban, very cool.
Yeah, Cuban. My grandfather was from Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
The Soltero last name is from Puerto Rico.
Ah, okay.
The Soltero last name, Molina last name, they came from Spain.
Oh, very cool.
Totally.
So we have some of the same descendants, maybe.
Soltero is from Malaga, Spain. And Molina is from Canarian Island, Spain.
Wow. I've been to Malaga. That's where Picasso was born, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. Let me go to the point. I'm sorry that I'm so tired. My wife.
It's okay. No problem. It's been a long day here, too.
I received a letter from you, an email.
Yeah.
That you asking me for my tax return like you have the previous year?
Correct.
That's not a problem at all. I have to find out where I have it because right now I'm tired, but I'm going to fax it to you. And the 6 months, I think that I already missed 1 month. I have 5 months over here.
Okay.
Bank statement. I'm going to fax it to you to your attention in a few minutes.
Perfect. You have
okay.
My fax number, right? The one in the email?
Wait a second, Mr. Martinez. Let me see here. Yeah, 888-234-0177 and
yeah.
Zero. Well,
that's
it's a reader. Okay, my question is because I want to go to the point one more time.
Yeah.
Okay. According to my conversation with you this morning. To the situation that I have, what possibility do you see there that you would be able to,
okay.
I mean, to offer me that amount of money that I need?
Yeah, so you said you'd be looking for 70 to 75K, somewhere around there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I remember the bankruptcy that I already had it, why, you know, and I want to ask you before. You know, to see if you see possibility there,
yes,
because when you see the my income tax, then you will see there is how increase yearly. For example, this year when I end at the December, I would be over $1 million more or less because I've been working over 84. You know,
yep.
So when you multiply that amount by 12, then you will see.
Mm-hmm.
So. The only score that I have is my business, my business produce. That's it.
Right. Yeah, so as I mentioned, these programs are based on your cash flow. I don't foresee any problems getting you the amount that you need. I think it'll be okay. If your credit score is an issue, that's okay. There's not a whole lot of weight put on your credit score. It's more based on the cash flow of your business. Because I know you mentioned that you had the bankruptcy, and if you said it was a couple years ago, right?
No, it happened 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The personal and the business, you know, place everything, and then you know, chapter 7, yeah. And then they let my business, let everything, you know, and I'm still working on it with. So what happened is because of that, I don't have a credit. You know, that's what I said, because before my credit was over 800. You know, I wanted to explain it to you once again, everything before, you know, I enthusiasm myself, you know, get excited, and then I'll be able to receive a call from you and say, oh, Rene, I'm sorry, we cannot do nothing, you know. Because very sure what I need this money for that movement that I want to do right now. Before, we tried to make it before now in December, to expand it myself.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, no, I understand that your time is very valuable. Mine's valuable too. I wouldn't want to waste my time if I didn't think that there was a chance that we can approve you for a good program. So yeah, I mean, like I said, we do work with customers with bankruptcies. I funded a loan last week for a customer that had a bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, you know, more of a challenge, but we can still do it for sure. Obviously, no. I can't guarantee everything until I run it by my credit department. But I think this is a pretty
exactly. But you know, before you go over there, you know, I would like to explain everything for you to have them to show them before, because you know, I don't want to be. Also, I don't want to be stronger either in the way to pay back to you.
Of course.
Because sometimes you know, you can offer it to me and say, "Well, you have to pay in 3-6 months." Is too high, because I had to work with that revenue that is coming to me, to split between the employee, between the merchandising, everything, you know, that's what I say.
Right. Yeah, no, we...
To see how I'll be able to pay back to you weekly without being stronger myself.
Exactly, yeah. No, we don't want to put you on a program that won't be favorable for your business. We want to make sure that this helps you. If it's going to put you in a dangerous situation, we won't even offer it to you. So typically, what we'll do is we'll just give you the longest term available for...
That would be great. That would be great. That's what I needed. But the problem for that is you always look at the credit, you know, that shit. And that's what I do not have. That's what I'm talking to you right now. That's the point, the most important point for me.
Yeah, no,
I understand. The wrong would be much better for me, because then it would be easy for me to work with you weekly and to have a money for my business, you know, and to keep going.
You got it. Yeah, you got
it. All in this year, we're asking for some of the money. You wanted to get deal and, you know, increase my salary over here.
Yeah, no, I understand. Cash flow is everything. We'll try to get the payments drawn out as much as possible.
It's 2 o'clock there right now. I'm going to fill out the application. I'm going to send it to you, and then I'm going to send the tax return, whatever you need over there. And I count on you. I don't want to be bothering you too much. I want you to help me.
Of course. I'll be here for you. I'll let you know as soon as I get your faxes.
Okay. Thank you. See you.
My pleasure.
We'll get in with that later. Thank you.
You got it. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.